take us back to Tuesday night, will you? It sounded like a game that you could and perhaps should have won and have ended up not.
Yeah, it was obviously a disappointing night. You know, we've reflected on it the last couple of days, and to start the game as positively as we did, possibly having the chances to go 2 or 3 nil up in the first half, to then being pegged back before half time, kind of summed the game up really. But we've discussed that we can't show them inconsistencies in a game. You know, we can't afford to start well and then think that the game's just going to roll by and we'll pick up 3 points. You know, football doesn't work like that, and so we're disappointed with how it's gone. We'll learn from it because we've had some positive results recently and shown some real defensive consistency, which wasn't the case on Tuesday, but we'll learn from that as a team, and then moving forward hopefully we can show that tomorrow.
It was a really big thing about your season last year, wasn't it? The fact that Fleetwood Town not conceding goals was a real thing that happened with regularity. It started to happen again, hasn't it? And then Tuesday night, I suppose, has just set you back.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said there, we massively prided ourselves on that last season. To go on the run that we did of 21, 22 games unbeaten showed that we had a mentality as a team that no matter what you can throw at us, you're not going to get past us. And we need to learn from that. Yeah, there's some new faces, there's new formations, injury suspensions, things like that. But we have to have a mentality as a squad that this is our bread and butter. And before we all go running out of position and, you know, gung-ho this X, Y and Z, we have to really nail it down at the back, because we know every single game we're going to get chances going forward. We've shown that we can score goals. So we need to sometimes just kind of not sit back, but just be aware that, you know, we need to be a little bit reserved at times as a team. There's going to be stages in games when you're going to be under a bit of pressure. I mean, it's how you ride that out and then turn it back in your favour.
There's an expectancy on you, isn't there, after last season? Do you think that in any way that weighs on a player's mind?
Well, I can only speak from a personal point of view, really. It definitely doesn't with regards to myself. On the whole, we are a younger squad this season, which may have a different mental effect on the players, but kind of I do think we're learning on the go this season. You know, we've had some inconsistency in our results, but like I said, after Tuesday's game, we've sat down and had some serious talks together as players and staff that, you know, we can't turn a corner and go from having 2 clean sheets against Oxford and Doncaster to then showing an inconsistency like that. And so we need to really kind of man up, if you like, and show a defensive mentality that we're in this together and you know, we're not going to be beaten.
You mentioned you're a young team. The fact that you're 27 in March, do you feel like one of the old boys?
Yeah, well, I like to still think I'm still a young lad who's got a lot to give. But yeah, obviously at the moment in time, that kind of shift in role for me has been evident this season. But it's one that I'm enjoying. You know, sometimes it's a little bit tough, but you know, it happens to a lot of players in the career. You know, a lot of players maybe a bit later, but it's one that I'm enjoying. And you know, if I can help certain people with their mentality and their role in their game and how they develop and be professional, then you know, I'm all for that.
It was always one of those statements when you were at Blackpool, young Ash Easton might get a chance this weekend, that sort of thing. I bet it seems years ago now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's a long time ago now. You know, I was there as a professional from 18 to 22 and spent a few of the seasons out on loan, and was fortunate that Ian Holloway gave me my chance a couple of times in the first team. But it was great for me because, you know, even though I didn't play much there in the first team, I think them years helped me kind of find my feet as a professional footballer, and getting out there and playing games on loan really stood me in good stead for my future.
There must have been some great lads to learn from as defensively. Ian Evatt, Alex Baptiste, you know, to name a few. Rob Edwards will have been there back then, won't he? Some real top quality defenders to learn from.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that season in particular when the lads got promoted to the Premier League was the one. You know, I still keep in contact with the likes of Alex Baptiste, and I played against Ian Evatt a few times with him being at Chesterfield, and they're great lads, and they've shown why they've had such good careers, because they show a consistency and a mentality to the training that, it you know, you can't just turn it on when you want. It's you know, being a professional footballers, you've either got it in you or you've not. You can't just, it's not the flick of a switch. And I like to think I've learned from them players, and they'll help me, they've helped me, you know, prolong my career and hopefully have a long successful one.
Are you looking forward to this, Ash? You've played against them before, but it's in terms of quite a new Fylde Coast derby that this one is. How much are you looking forward to playing your old club?
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait. You know, we hear all the things that it's going to be a sellout, and you know, there's going to be a full away end. We're going to have a good backing, and I think it's good for the area. You know, it's a really relatively fresh derby. You know, not one that's been going on for years, but I think it's one that can grow. You know, I think the clubs are at a similar level now with support and fan base, and it's one definitely to look forward to tomorrow.
And one just finally that I would imagine that you'll feel going into as favourites, wouldn't you, being the home team?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I mean, we'd like to think at home we can beat anyone in this league, but we need to make sure that, you know, we have the consistency in our game and the mentality that For me, tomorrow's game's about who wants it the most. You know, yeah, teams are going to have to play football at times, but it's the team that's going to win the fight, I think, that's going to get the 3 points tomorrow. And the lads are ready for that, and we've got that message across the day in training that it's going to be important tomorrow.
How much would a goal mean to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'd love to score. I mean, I was fortunate enough to score against Blackpool for Rochdale when I was, you know, a couple of seasons back in League One. But, no, I'd give anything to kind of help the lads get the 3 points tomorrow, and if I can help from a set piece or whatever. I mean, first and foremost for me, it's keeping the clean sheet, because I know that then we're getting something out of the game. But if we can really dig in tomorrow and do what we can to get the points, you know, I'll be delighted with that.